part of 11 benefits of metta meditation. I explain to you one benefit that metta meditator is loved by human beings. And so another one, metta meditator is loved by devas, celestial beings. Develops metta loving kindness in his mind for living beings, loves this metta meditator because he has a lot of metta loving kindness in him. So his face is serene, clear, calm, quiet and gracious. That's why the people love him. In Myanmar, there's a saying, Burmese saying, Ko metta shima tu metta shire. Myanmar, Burmese, Ko metta shima tu metta shire. Meaning is, one has metta for the other person, so the other person has metta for that person. When we say metta meditator is loved by devas, actually it's not only devas, but also all living beings. In this case, the Pali word is Manusanam Piyo Hoti, Pali word. Here, Piya means love. Manusa means a human being. Manusa means a non-human being. Non-human loves him. Human being loves him, non-human being loves him. That's what it does it mean. Non-human being means all living beings except for human being. All living being means deva, brahma, animal, insects, and the person who is suffering and the four apaya too. All living beings loves that metta meditator. In Visuddhimagga, there is a mentioned an interesting story about a young monk who lives in the forest and practices metta meditation. The name of the young monk was Visakha, Venerable Visakha. At the moment he lives in that forest, he was 25 years old. Since he has got higher ordination, became bhikkhu, he practiced both metta meditation and vipassana meditation. He stayed in a place 4 months only. He moved to other places and stayed in 4 months. In this way, he stayed in every place 4 months, 4 months and so on. He followed the Vinaya rule very strictly, so his sila is always purified. He always practiced both metta meditation and vipassana meditation. Here I would like to tell you two types of vipassana meditation, insight meditation. Vipassana meditation, insight meditation is of two types. One is Sudra Vipassana. The other is Samatha Paupangama Vipassana. Sudha here means pure. Vipassana means insight meditation. Sudha Vipassana, pure insight meditation, It means that Vipassana meditation not mixed with any Samatha meditation. That is called pure insight meditation, pure Vipassana meditation, Sutta Vipassana. The second type is Samatha Paubhangama Vipassana. Samatha Paubhangama Vipassana. Samatha is a Samatha meditation. Paubhangama is a preceding. Vipassana is an insight meditation. Then Samatha Paubhangama Vipassana means Vipassana meditation, insight meditation, preceded by Samatha meditation. Please repeat after me these two Pali words so that you can memorize it. Sutta Vipassana. Sutta Vipassana. Sutta Vipassana. Say, repeat. Pure insight meditation. The meaning is meditator practice insight meditation only, Vipassana meditation only. He does not practice Samatha meditation. Is a pure insight meditator, observe mental and physical phenomena, nama and rupa. He is mindful of whatever arises in his mind and body as it is. In this way, when his mindfulness becomes continuous, constant and powerful, he attains a deep concentration of mind. When he attains deep concentration of mind, that is a citta visuddhi, purification of mind. When his concentration is deep enough, the mind is well concentrated on any object of meditation, then it's free from all mental hindrances and nivaranas. So it's purified from nivaranas and mental defilement kilesa. So he has attained citta visuddhi, purification of the mind. When the mind is purified from hindrances through deep concentration, then there arises insight knowledge that penetrates into the true nature of nama and rupa, mental and physical phenomena. That insight knowledge is called vipassana jnana, vipassana panya. In this way, Sutta Vipassana meditator, pure insight meditator, practice insight meditation by observing directly on the object of mental and physical phenomena without practicing Samatha meditation before. Then the second type, Samatha Paubhangama Vipassana, insight meditation preceded by Samatha meditation. That meditator, first of all, practices Samatha meditation so that he can attain some degree of a deep concentration, either upachara samadhi, excess of concentration, or jhana samadhi, absorption concentration. I'll repeat. He practices Samatha meditation first so that he can attain either upachara samadhi, excess of concentration, or jhana samadhi, absorption concentration. In the teaching of the Buddha, And as well as in Visuddhimagga, there are mentioned 40 subjects of Samatha meditation. 40 subjects of Samatha meditation. In these 40 subjects of Samatha meditation, Anapanasati and Metta Bhavana also are included. The purpose and practice is first of all Anapanasati, observing in breathing and out breathing. When he attained either Upachara Samadhi, Kaksas concentration, or Apna Samadhi, absorption concentration, then he switched his mind on to Vipassana, observing any Nama and Rupa that arises at that moment. That is Samatha Paupangama Vipassana, insight meditation preceded by Samatha meditation. Samatha meditator's mind is purified from hindrances through Upachara Samadhi or Jhana Samadhi. After his mind is purified from mental defilements or hindrances, he observes any mental states or physical process that arises at that moment as it is. When a meditator practices Metta meditation, first of all, in the beginning of the sitting, say about 15, 20, 30 minutes, then they attain some degree of concentration and calmness and coolness and quietness and serenity. Then they observe rising, falling movement of the abdomen, physical phenomena, rupa. So, this meditator is a Samatha Paupangama Vipassana. Metta meditation is a Samatha meditation. So, when we practice a Samatha Metta meditation first, then we practice Vipassana by observing Nama and Rupa as it really occurs. Then this meditation is called Samatha Paupangama Vipassana, insight meditation preceded by Samatha meditation. Please repeat after me, Samatha Paupangama Vipassana. Samatha Paupangama Vipassana. Samatha Paupangama Vipassana. Please repeat. What is it, the first type of meditation?
Sutta Vipassana.
Sutta Vipassana. The second?
Samatha Paupangama Vipassana.
Please repeat both. Yes. That monk, Visakha, Bhikkhu Visakha, who was in Sri Lanka about the about 500 years after the Buddha's Parinibbana, then he practiced Metta meditation and then Vipassana meditation all the time. When he stayed in a forest monastery named Jaitala Pabata Vihara, Jaitala Pabata Vihara in the southeastern part of Sri Lanka. He stayed in a forest monastery named Jaitala Pabata Vihara in the southeastern part of Sri Lanka. Jaitala Pabata Vihara is southeastern part of Sri Lanka. I clarify this place in southeastern part of Sri Lanka so that but you have a good opportunity to go there and practice meditation. Bhikkhu Visakha practiced meditation day and night. He slept only 4 hours at night, as taught by the Buddha in his teaching. Because he practiced both Metta Bhavana and Vipassana Bhavana, so he has a lot of Metta in his mind. Because of the spreading of his Metta for the whole forest, in the whole forest, all living beings around his monastery live happily and peacefully. He stayed 4 months in a place, that's why when he had completely stayed in Chaitalapavdavihara 4 months, then one night he was thinking about to leave Chaitalapavdavihara tomorrow, the following day. He intended to leave the following day this forest monastery to move to other place. So thinking about, then he practiced walking meditation at night, about midnight. Then at night he heard someone was crying over. Then he asked, who was crying now at the corner of the forest? Then the boy said, Venerable Sir, I am a devata, deva, who lives in this tree. I cry over because you are going to leave this place tomorrow. That's why I cry over it. Then Visakha Bhikkhu asked the Jiva, why do you cry over because of my leaving this place? Then Jiva said to the Bhikkhu, Venerable Sir, before you came to this place and stay, at that time we devatas around this forest trip were quarreling, fighting each other, no unity at all. So we live unhappily. Now, since you arrived at this place and practiced your meditation, we feel your metta. We have your metta. That by the power of your metta, our devata, all of our devata, devas here, becomes united. They did not fight, they did not quarrel each other. So they lived peacefully, happily. Now, the Venerable Sir, you are going to leave this place tomorrow. Then again, devatas here will be again fighting and quarreling each other, then we won't be able to live happily. That is why I am crying over, Venerable Sir, not to leave this place. Please stay here for the benefit of devatas. Then Visakha Bhikkhu decided not to leave the place the following day because he wants all devas to live peace and happiness. That's why he had decided not to leave that monastery for the moment. Then devotees in that forest continue to live in peace and happiness, happily and peacefully. For the benefits of metta meditation is that metta meditator is loved by even non-human beings. When Bhikkhu Visakha stay there, another 4 months are complete. Again, Bhikkhu Visakha think about leaving the place and move to the other place. Then again, many devotees requested him not to leave the place. Then he had to continue to stay there until his death. This story is mentioned in Visuddhimagga regarding this benefit of being loved by non-human beings. So here, our meditators practice metta meditation preceding vipassana meditation is a very good practice. They can practice metta meditation at home or wherever they are, wherever they go. To encourage metta bhavana, meditator have to observe 9 precepts. Novanga uposatha sila. This novanga uposatha sila, novanga uposatha sila, is taught by the Buddha in his teaching. If you want to read novanga uposatha sila, you should find out Anguttara Nikaya, Navaka Nipata, Navangu Posita Sutta. Anguttara Nikaya, Navaka Nipata, Navangu Posita Sutta. In Myanmar, some of Mahatheras say this is this precept as mitta sahagatena cetasa sabba pana bhutesu viharana samadhiyami praitava viharana samadhiyami. Some senior monks said that mitta sahagatena cetasa sabba pana bhutesu praitva viharana samadhiyami. Now in Novanga Uposatha Sutta, there's no samadhiyami, no pana bhutesu. So I take extract from the Novanga Uposatha as taught by the Buddha. Metta sahagatena cetasa sabbavantam lokam praitva viharami, as taught by the Buddha in that sutta, Novanga Uposatha Sutta. Yes, now we should deal with the 4 noble truths. We have about 20 or 25 minutes. This is vipassana meditation, insight meditation, mindfulness meditation, satipatthana vipassana meditation is based on the 4 noble truths. Omniscient Buddha taught us the 4 noble truths. In his first sermon, And he said, Father Saman, Bhama Jaga Povatana Sutta. From that time onward, the Buddha taught this Four Noble Truths and many, a great number of sutras in his teaching. And Dhamma Chaka Bhuvadana Sutta, the Buddha mentions Dukkha Satya Prayinyaya Samudaya Satya Bahatapa Niroda Satya Sachikatapa Magga Satya Bhavitapa. There the Buddha said, Idam Kopana Bhikkhave Dukkha Dukkham Ariya Satyam Prayinye Yanti Me Bhikkhave Bhukve Nanosu Desu Dhammesu Chakkhum Udabhadi Yana Udabhadi Panya Udabhadi Vajja Udabhadi Aloka Udabhadi. There Dukkha Satya is a Prayinye Yanti. I have an explanation of Samudaya Satya. Dukkha Satya Prayinyaya. Dukkha Satya is a both nama and rupa, mental and physical phenomena, which is also known as sankhara, both body and mind. Mental physical phenomena, nama and rupa, is it Dukkha Satya, the truth of suffering? Both nama and rupa, mental and physical phenomena, are called sankhara. This Dukkha Satya, nama and rupa, mental and physical phenomena, is a prajna. Prajna means the truth which must be thoroughly realized. The truth which must be thoroughly realized. So, nama and rupa, mental and physical phenomena, must be thoroughly realized because they are the truth of suffering, dukkha satya. The word prajna means the truth which must be thoroughly realized. The second one, idam kopana bhikkhave samudaya satyam pahata bhanti me pope ananasu desu dhammesu chakkhum udabhadi jnana udabhadi panya udabhadi vajja udabhadi aloka udabhadi. There the Buddha said, Samudaya Satya is a Pahatapa. Samudaya Satya is a Pahatapa. Samudaya Satya is a Tanna in Pali. It's a translated into attachment. So Tanna, attachment, is a Samudaya Satya. This is tanha, attachment, samudaya satya, is a pahadabha. Pahadabha means the truth which must be completely removed. The truth which must be completely removed. That is a pahadabha. Samudaya satya means the truth of the cause of suffering. The truth of the cause of suffering is a Samudaya Satya. Tanha or attachment is the cause of suffering, Samudaya Satya. Not only attachment, but also other English terms also included in the sense of tanha. So tanha covers all the senses of attachment, desire, craving, grasping, clinging, love, lust, all these dhamma, desire, craving, grasping, clinging, love, lust, all of these are included in the sense of dhamma. To cover all the senses of these terms, in English, Pali scholars use the word attachment for dhamma. When you have attachment to your house, you are suffering. When you have attachment to your car, you are suffering. When you have your attachment, your clothes, you are suffering. When you have attachment to your husband, you are suffering. When you have attachment to your wife, you are suffering. When you have your girlfriend, attachment to your girlfriend, you are suffering. When you have attachment to your boyfriend, you are suffering. When you have any kind of a food, when you have attachment to any kind of food, you are suffering. When you have attachment to any kind of a drink, you are suffering. So in this way, the attachment, tanha, is the cause of suffering. Dukkha. This is samudaya sajja, the cause of suffering. If you want to get rid of suffering dukkha, you must completely remove this attachment tanha samudaya sajja. So this tanha samudaya sajja is a pahadabha, the truth which must be completely removed. Then the third one, nirodha sajja. Idang kepana bhikkhave dukkha nirodha ariya sajjam. Sacchi kata ganti me bhikkhave pavve nanausu desu dhammesu. Jakhaṁ udhapādi jñāna udhapādi manyā udhapādi vajjā udhapādi ālokaṁ udhapādi. Here, nirodha sajjā is sacchi kātabha. Nirodha sajjā, sacchi kātabha. Nirodha sajjā is nibbāna. Nirodha sajja means the truth of the cessation of suffering. The truth of the cessation of suffering. Nirodha sajja. When we attain nibbana, all of our suffering ceases to exist. So nibbana is nirodha sajja, the cessation of suffering. This nirodha sajja is a sacchi kātabha, the truth which must be experienced. The truth which must be experienced. Sacchi kātabha, nirodha sajja. Then the fourth one is magga sajja. Magga sajja idam kopana bhikkhave dukkha nirodha gamini padivada ariya sajja bhaveta bhanti me bhikkhave pavve nanosu desu dhammesu cakkhaṁ udhapādi jñāna udhapādi paññā udhapādi vajjā udhapādi ālokaṁ udhapādi. Magga sajja is bhavetabha. Magga here means the path, the way, the truth of the way, leading to the cessation of suffering. The truth of the way leading to the cessation of suffering, magga sajja. He said the truth of the way must be completely, fully developed. So it's Bhavetabha. Magga Sajja is a Bhavitabha, the truth which must be fully developed. This Magga Sajja, the truth of the way, has 8 factors. They are Samadhi, right understanding or right view, Samasangappa, right thought, Samavaca, right speech, Samagamanda, right deed, Samajiva, right livelihood, Samasiddhi, right mindfulness, Samasamadhi, right concentration. These are the 8 noble factors of the way or the path. These 8 factors combined together is called Magga Sajja, the way leading to the cessation of suffering. If you develop, fully develop these 8 factors of a noble path in you by being mindful of mental and physical phenomena, then you are sure to reach Nibbana, the cessation of the suffering, Nirodha Sajja. So Magga Sajja is a Bhavitabha, the truth which must be fully developed. Tomorrow we will continue this talk. Now I will repeat Dukkha Sajja Prajñeya Samudaya Sajja Pahatabha Nirodha Sajja Sachikatabha Magga Sajja Bhavitabha. Please repeat after me. Yes. Dukkha Sajja Prajñeya Samudaya Sajja Pahatabha Dukkha Sajja Prajñeya Samudaya Sajja Pahatabha Dukkha Sajja Prajñeya Samudaya Sajja Pahatabha. Please repeat. Nirodha Sajja Sachikatabha Sachikatabha Nirodha Sajja Sachikatabha. Please repeat. Magga Sajja Bhavitabha Magga Sajja Bhavitabha. Please repeat. From the very beginning, please repeat once more. Prajñeya means the truth which must be thoroughly realized. Samudaya Sajja Bhavitabha. Bhavitabha means the truth which must be completely removed. Nirodha Sajja Sachikatabha. Sachikatabha means the truth which must be experienced. Magga Sajja Bhavitabha. Bhavitabha means the truth which must be fully developed. When you are able to thoroughly realize Dukkha Sajja, you are able to completely remove Samudaya Sajja. Dukkha Sajja is body-mind process, mental and physical phenomenon, nama and rupa. If you are able to thoroughly realize nama and rupa, body-mind process, by practice and mindfulness and meditation, upasana meditation, you are able to completely remove attachment, tanha, samudaya sajja. When you have completely removed samudaya sajja, tanha, attachment, the cause of suffering, then you are able to experience Nirodha Sajja, the truth of the cessation of suffering, to experience Nirodha Sajja Nibbana, the truth of the cessation of the suffering, you must completely remove its cause, Tanha Samudaya Sajja. To completely remove Tanha attachment, you need to thoroughly realize Dukkha Sajja, Nama and Rupa, mental and physical phenomena. To thoroughly realize Nama and Rupa, mental and physical phenomena, you must develop Magga Sajja, the Noble Eightfold Path. To fully develop Magga Sajja, the Noble Eightfold Path, you must practice mindfulness meditation, vipassana meditation. If you practice mindfulness meditation, vipassana meditation intensively, then you are able to develop this Noble Eightfold Path in you, Magga Sajja. When you are able to fully develop Magga Sajja, the Noble Eightfold Path, then you are sure to thoroughly realize Dukkha Sajja, Nama and Rupa, mental and physical phenomena. If you have thoroughly realized Nama and Rupa, mental and physical phenomena, Dukkha Sajja, you are sure to completely remove attachment, Samudaya Sajja. If you are able to completely remove the attachment to Samudaya Sajja, the cause of suffering, then you are sure to experience Nirodha Sajja, the cessation of suffering, Nibbana. May all of you rightly understand the technique of mindfulness meditation, vipassana meditation, as taught by the Buddha in his Mahasatipatthana Sutta, and try your best and attain the cessation of suffering, including all the seven benefits of mindfulness and meditation.